This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The independent UN special investigator on Myanmar is now warning that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy by orchestrating a sham election this year and is urging all countries to reject the illegal vote. Tom Andrews also urged countries that support human rights and democracy to recognize the underground umbrella organization for opponents of military rule as a legitimate representative of Myanmar's people. He says in a report released on the eve of the second anniversary of the ouster of Aung San Suu Kyi, elected government, that according to the constitution, the military drafted in 2008 its coup on February 1st, 2021, was illegal, and its claim as Myanmar's government is illegitimate. Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its weeks-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. That ambition follows pledges by some larger nations last week to send Kyiv sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion force after almost a year of fighting. The Estonian foreign minister urged all Western community countries to speed up military help for Ukraine, for Kyiv, including fighter jets. Poland, Slovakia, and the Baltic countries on NATO's eastern flank feel especially threatened by Russia. And the French counterpart says that they do not discuss specific fighter jets, but did talk about aviation platforms to help Ukraine's ground-to-air defense. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States will increase its deployment of advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula as it strengthens joint training and operational planning with South Korea in response to a growing North Korean nuclear threat. Austin made the comments after he and South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup agreed to further